Our guest today is Amy Gallatin of Amy Gallatin and Stillwaters. They have a new album out, Everything I Wanted Love to Be. Amy has a wide interest in music. You're really going to enjoy hearing from her. Bluegrass is thankfully one of her great loves. She also plays jazz. Fascinating lady. I really enjoyed meeting Amy. You're going to enjoy our conversation right here on Unreal Bluegrass. I'm very happy to welcome for the first time Amy Gallatin of Amy Gallatin and Stillwaters. How are you, Amy?
I'm really great. Enjoying my IBMA experience here.
There's a lot to enjoy.
Oh, you're not kidding.
Music wall to wall and nice, friendly people everywhere.
Wall to wall and back to back, yep.
Back to back. And what I have in my hand here, and I've not heard the album, but we're going to talk about it, is Amy Gallatin and Stillwaters and Everything. Excuse me, Everything I Wanted Love to Be.
Yes, that's the title. There's a song on there with that name, written by Daryl Scott. And the minute I heard that song, it's like the best love song I've ever heard, because it's not about crazy first week love. It's about a long lasting, you know, relationship and how happy you can be to find that person. And that person for me is Roger Williams, who plays with me in my band, plays dobro for me, the Roger Williams, and sings that song with me. So
tell me about the band.
So the band is myself. I've been in the music biz, bluegrass folk, for I moved here from Montana in 93 and started my band Stillwater, so it's been a while. I met Roger Williams along the way, he is the most underrated player on the planet. Dobro players, he's the picker's picker. Dobro players know who he is. And he wasn't as well known for his singing, but he grew up in a country singing household. He's got a great, careworn country voice. One reviewer described his voice as a mournful baritone, sanded smooth by cigarettes and, shall we say, a certain maturity. Love that.
That's good, first of all, and it's also good that you've memorized it.
It struck me immediately. I just thought, wow, that's great. And his son, J.D., joined us about 7 years ago now. J.D. Williams is a recent Berklee College of Music grad. He plays mandolin and fiddle and guitar for us, mostly mandolin. And as the third part harmony. So to have that family kind of harmony, I mean, I'm not in that immediate family, but to get to be a part of that old time, that keening kind of harmony is such a privilege for me, really. Because Roger and JD, of course, grew up singing together.
I notice in the little bit of information you've given me here, it's a lot of information. I just haven't had a chance to review it. This is your first album since 2007. Is that accurate?
Yes, we had a little hiatus while I was assembling the current lineup. Yes, that is correct.
There's nothing wrong with it. I just want to make sure that I understand what we've done prior to this.
So I did Roger and I put out an album in 2007 called Phoenix, which is a band project. And in between there, we went to Nashville and made a country record, a retro country record with a lot of covers and some unknown tunes. But we did it in the retro country style with a little bit of Chaseville pedal steel and a little bit of Chaseville percussion. And Roger had never been to Nashville, surprisingly enough. He's a Yankee boy, New England born and raised. And so we went down there, and wow, just watching those side guys on that album relate to Roger's playing. And we have six songs on that album that have pedal steel and dobro, like Shot Jackson and Buddy Emmons.
Like,
that's another album.
I like pedal steel.
Oh, I'll give you a copy of that.
That's okay. Listen, tell me, and again, I haven't heard it, so tell me what listeners are going to be most excited to hear in this Everything I Wanted to Love to Be album.
So this particular album, we deliberately made it to be a representation of what we sound like on stage. We did that deliberately. So our instrumentation is pretty clean and spare. It's me playing rhythm guitar and my stand-up bass player, Eric Levinson, who used to play with Joe Val, the New England Bluegrass Boys, Roger on the dobro, and JD on either mando or guitar. The only embellishment we added was Ray Legere, the great fiddle, Canadian fiddler Ray Legere on fiddle. But for the most part, these songs are simple and they're heartfelt, and they are mostly featuring Roger and myself singing, or certainly the boys coming in with me on harmony.
You mentioned when you sat down the Daryl Scott song that you recorded, You're Everything I Wanted to Love to Be. And I look over here, and that's the title cut. I see a Webb Pierce, Wayne Walker.
Pathway of Teardrops.
Yeah, we love that.
You
bring a lot of musical influence into what you're doing, even with this lineup, correct?
Yeah. Three of these tunes were written by Canadian Ryan Roberts. I just ran into him in the hallway last night at IBMA. He is a great songwriter. He toured with Special C, Special Consensus, for quite a while. And so he's such a great songwriter. I pulled three of his songs. The song Red Handed is down and dirty and bluesy. It's about getting your just due when you go through life messing with other people. I don't know what prompted him to write that. He's a sunny, sunny personality. And then we decided to feature songs by these songwriters that we know that we wanted to bring them to life. This guy, John Cadley, is a Syracuse songwriter. He's done an album with Clay Hess. He's such a great songwriter.
I saw Clay just last night.
Yeah, I missed that performance. It's killing me. I love Clay. So they did a second album. And so I deliberately picked songs that John wrote. The Only Thing Missing Is You, Roger sings lead on that, very sad and mournful. They Said is a pretty unusual, it's about defining expectations. John Cadley's a very well-written and well-read individual, so his songs reflect that, and I like that as well. So They Said is sort of deep. There's a lot of layers to that song.
You have, as before we got started on the air, you were talking about other music that you do, and you have a band called the Hot Flashes, which I got an impression of what kind of music you're playing there because we talked about it a little bit. So you bring in, and this is what I call this.
It's my girl group. I call it my girl group, which maybe isn't politically correct.
No.
Kind of cowgirl swing.
Swing is what the word
swinging,
I was going to... Yeah, from the tunes on here, I was thinking swings, maybe Western type of swing sound.
And some mournful country. That makes one of us, which Allison did. But I heard the Forrester Sisters do it. And that is the saddest song on the planet. I cry every time I sing it, practically.
And the reason I bring it up is because you do have all these other influences and musical influences. And they're all going to bleed over a little bit, and people that listen to Everything I Wanted Love to Be are going to hear these influences.
They are, and Roger Williams and J.D. Williams are in my Hot Flash group. We actually jokingly refer to them as the Menopause.
I get it.
So they back us up, and they drive... Their creativity with fills and breaks is crazy good. So they drive that. And then, of course, in the Hot Flashes, we broaden the instrumentation, and we have harmonica and saxophone, as well as jazz, kind of swingy. Gail plays an old Gibson F-hole guitar with that brushy kind of jazz sound.
Yeah.
So it's just, we got together at a jam. We were together 14 years ago, and we kind of blew apart after some life circumstances, and we got back together, and we were just like, wow, it's still here for us. And so we started performing.
Well, I haven't heard it. I can't wait to hear this album. This is Amy Gallatin and Stillwater's Everything I Wanted Love to Be. How do people find you if they want to find you out there somewhere, other than just showing up at IBM and having you walk up to their table?
AmyGallatin.com. That's probably the easiest way. Google me and I'll come up. Amy Gallatin Stillwater's is the name of the group, and there's cross links to the Hot Flashes.
All right. If you're appearing somewhere, will people be able to find you on the website?
Totally. Yep.
All right. Yep. Well, this is great. I'm so glad to meet you. Thanks for coming over and spending some time with me.
Yeah,
I can't wait to hear the music, Amy Gallatin. Thanks so much.
Thanks for the time.
Thank you.
All right.